With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Being at Kentucky is like no other. And it's hard, but you know what? You never have to sell a ticket. You never have to create enthusiasm. You never have to get people engaged in your program. And it really matters to people. And when it really matters, there's emotion. And there are some that, you know, that lose their minds, and that's fine. They have the right to do that. I don't listen to it or pay attention to it, but it is a program where the fans deserve for us to be in the hunt, and I could say over a 10-year period, we really have been.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The unmistakable voice of John Calipari, coach of the Kentucky Wildcats men's basketball team, from now until he decides he doesn't want to coach anymore. According to the latest news out of Lexington, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I love how he says it there on UKAthletics.com. It's hard, but you never have to sell a ticket. We are pleased to welcome Curtis Birch, co-host of Big Blue Insider Radio weeknights in Lexington, Kentucky, joining us here After Hours. What does Coach Cal mean when he says it's hard to be the coach of Kentucky?
Well, I mean, there's just a ton of pressure, and thanks for having me. Every year, you know, every season, expectations are a chance for a Final Four or a national championship. And that's what he wants, and that's what he said his goal was every season, to be in the hunt every year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it feels like the it's utterly ridiculous, but the Final Four drought, it's been a while, you know. There hasn't been a Final Four in a couple years in Lexington. And there's a lunatic fringe in almost every fan base, and Kentucky's no exception. And the lunatic fringe is probably a little bit bigger in Kentucky because the fan base as a whole is so big. And so there's a vocal minority of people who are very critical of him, like a lot of coaches, and he has to deal with that. But the upside, as he said there, is the fact that there isn't a ton of marketing that he has to do. Kentucky kind of sells itself for the most part.
Curtis, before we talk about this contract that he's accepted from Kentucky, what was the reaction to the Wildcats losing to Auburn then, and as you say, extending their super long Final Four drought that goes back to 2015?
It was kind of just frustration overall, but it wasn't as bad as I would have anticipated. I think a lot of people realized how well Auburn had played, and you know, Kentucky had seen them two times earlier this season, and the old cliche that it's tough to beat a good team three times in 1 year kind of came to fruition. But you know, overall, like, the expectations this season were very, very high at the start. They got reset after the blowout loss in the first game against Duke, and then by the end of the year, people thought a Final Four and national championship were on the table. But it's always tough once you get in the single elimination tournament. So I would probably kind of say the feeling overall is that it was a good season, not a great season, but from where they started to where they finished, it was about what people probably expected, considering some of the low points in the year.
Curtis, why is there a sense of urgency, or was there a sense of urgency with the university to give Coach Calipari this lifetime deal now?
Well, you know, he said yesterday that this had been in the works for a while, and you know, the reports that came out that UCLA was really interested, and he said that he gets calls after every season. I mean, but there were figures that UCLA had thrown at him, and it is hard, and you have to deal with such high expectations every year.
Right.
And so it's probably just a thing where they wanted to just kind of end the conversation. You know, he'd been asked about it after every season. It feels like, is this NBA job going to lure you away? And this year it was actually another college job, which was a slightly new wrinkle to this whole deal. But I think they kind of just wanted to as best they can in coaching circles, kind of end the discussion and just make sure that everybody knows Calipari is going to finish his coaching career in Lexington.
Right now, the contract runs through 2024. He's only 60 years old. In fact, just turned 60 in February. And you've got guys like Coach K who are in their 70s. Roy Williams is late 60s. There obviously are coaches that are older that are still successful. How long does he want to coach? Has he ever talked about it?
Yeah, and I think that he said that he would retire when he was 60.
What?
And that he would never make it past 10 years at Kentucky, and he is going to surpass both those things going into next season. But that was initially when he took the job. He's reset those expectations, and I think it was last year, the year before, with Coach K. You know, obviously over 70, he said kind of the coaching thing has changed. And when he said those things, it wasn't the norm to be coaching that late into your career at that age. And so I think that 10 years is a possibility, but maybe he'd extend it a little bit longer. I don't know. He continuously says his catchphrase is that coaching at Kentucky is like dog years. Every year is 7 years. and so if he goes 10 more seasons, that put him at 140 years coaching.
Whoa.
That's a long tenure.
That is really impressive that the university wants him around that long. Curtis Birch is the co-host of Big Blue Insider Radio weeknights in Lexington, joining us here after hours with Amy Lawrence. We appreciate you getting up early for a couple of minutes. It's certainly well documented that he is the highest paid coach in college basketball, the $9 million+ salary, the $2.5 million bonuses. What is he worth to the university if you try to put it in financial terms? I know it's probably impossible, but what is he worth in Lexington?
I think he's worth a lot. I mean, there was an interesting interaction earlier this year on his coach's show where a student, they had a Q&A at one of the student centers, and it was a student who came to UK from China. And he basically just gushed over Calipari and said, the reason I came to the University of Kentucky was for you to
what?
See the basketball program. Yeah. And so he came across the world to come to school here. And I think he was in engineering or something. And so, you know, those things matter. And I don't remember the study, but I've read once that, you know, once you make a Final Four, win a national championship in football or basketball, you know, applications to that school go up. And once you get applications up, those things are very important. And I mean, plus, you know, as Calipari said, he doesn't have to go sell tickets for the University of Kentucky. But in the current climate of sports, you know, it's tough to fill arenas. And the way to fill arenas is to have a winner. Calipari brings winners. So he means a ton to the athletic program. He means a ton to the community as well. I mean, his generosity has been well documented. It is a ridiculous number, all things considered, but overall, he is worth it.
He's definitely personable. He's definitely personable. He uses social media, which is, of course, something you not necessarily have to do, but it makes you more appealing in this day and age. He's very charismatic. He can obviously coach. But how do you believe that he relates the best when it comes to 18-year-olds? Because he is a 60-year-old man, so there is a generation gap there.
Yeah, he jokes about that he tries to stay out of their lives. When recruiting specifically is what he talks about this, he goes, I don't want to be your buddy. You're 18 and I'm 60. And so he doesn't try to be like cool guy. He is who he is. And I often joke that he's like your dad. He jokes about watching the Alaska reality shows and just doing goofy stuff. You know, he has a son who is, you know, a walk-on on the team, Brad. So I think that's the easiest way that he relates. He basically sees it's something else that he says a ton. Like, these players are his sons. It's cliche, but he calls the team a family. And I think that's how he relates. He relates kind of a father-son relationship, which is something easy to do considering he has a son the age of most players. And so it's not kind of fake. He's not trying to be a teenager or a 20-year-old as a 60-year-old man. He's just trying to be himself.
And how do the players respond and react to that?
I think they really enjoy him. Every once in a while, you'll hear him kind of joking and giving them a hard time. This year was interesting because the Bree Travis, the grad transfer from Stanford, he kind of bonded with him, and that was a running joke he had all season, was that he would let the rest of the team kind of just joke in the back of the bus or in the hotel room and play Fortnite or whatever stuff, and then he would talk politics and all kinds of high-minded stuff with this fifth-year transfer with a Stanford degree, and they would discuss the presidential candidates in the next race and those kind of things. But all his players just really seem to love him. They all seem to have great relationships with him.
Curtis Birch with us from Lexington, Kentucky. Before I let you go, just a quick 60 seconds on how different the team looks next year. What's going to change?
It's really tough to say at this point. I mean, I know they're going to lose Reed Travis, P.J. Washington, the two front court players. That's going to be the biggest hole to fill. They don't have any signed at this very moment. They're looking at a couple grad transfers. So next season overall, I think the front court's going to be a spot where there's a lot of question marks. Nick Richards, E.J. Montgomery potentially coming back. Those guys will need to step up. And it's always kind of in flux until NBA draft decisions are finalized. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing down here for the next months or so, trying to figure out who's coming back to set the team for next season.
All right. You can find Curtis on Twitter at Curtis Birch, and he's the co-host of Big Blue Insider Radio weeknights in Lexington, Kentucky. Should tell you something about the fan base, that they need a daily radio show to keep up with everything that's happening with Wildcats, and a lot of that's men's basketball. Curtis, I appreciate you getting up early with us and spending a couple of minutes on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.